A child learns from what comes from my lips first. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. A child learns from what comes from my lips first. As parents, we have taken on a great, wonderful privilege and a wonderful responsibility. And that privilege is to share with our children all of the things that are important to us. We share with our children all of the values that we have and all of the things that we would like to have learned as we were growing up. We don't want our children to have the best of everything. We don't want our children to live in the lap of luxury. We don't want our children to be superior to the rest of the world. We want our children to be all that they can be. We want our children to be the highest and best that is within them to be whatever it is. And we have no idea what it is that it is going to be, because it is just a totally unusual thing for us to consider. A poet said, "Should you really open your eyes and see, you would behold your image in all images. And should you open your ears and listen, you would hear your own voice in all voices." Should you really open your eyes and see, you would behold your image in all images. And should you open your ears and listen, you would hear your own voice in all voices. The words of Khalil Gibran ring true to us today as they did when he wrote them. We are the reflection of the world that we have accepted about us. And what we want to be is to have the world about us be a reflection of who we are. And in truth, the world really is a reflection of who we are. Who are we? Who are we really? If we'd like to see an example firsthand of who we are, we look at our children. We look at the little ones, the middle ones, and the big ones. We look at the adults that have come from our togetherness. And we see what that child has learned. True, that child put some of itself into its own growing up and its own being, but much of what that child is what we have trained that child to be and shared with that child and loved into that child's existence. A child learns from what comes from my lips first. When a child sees that I get certain results from what I do, it practices that. When a child sees that I love myself and I love my creation, a child practices that. And when we tell a child that all of its creation, everything in its world that it sees is its creation, and it should take very good care of its creation, it should love its creation, it should work with its creation to fulfill whatever its purpose may be, it comes to the child as a totally different picture, and to us too. Because most of the time, we have not awakened to the fact that what a child learns, it comes from my lips. But we have not awakened to the fact that a child is an exact copy, duplicate of us. And that a child expands on that with its own inner understanding and its own inner realization. It takes the values that we have given to it and it expands on them. It takes the desires and goals and dreams that we have given to ourselves and expands on them and opens all the doorways to all truth from within itself. We too open all doorways of truth from within ourselves. As we expand our inner awareness of who and what we are, great miracles take place, great magic takes place, and it's a fantastic experience for us, as well as for the rest of the world. Think about these things and realize just how important they really are, just how wonderful they really are, and just what it really means to you. Think on these things. A child learns from what comes from my lips first. So, I make my affirmations, I make my statements of truth, I teach them to my children. When a child says, I can't, we say, everything's possible. Let's investigate. Let's see whether the answer already is in you. Let's see if perhaps you already know. I think you do. And you may have to work on it a little bit because you haven't fully approved of it within yourself. You may wonder about yourself. You may wonder, how can I teach this? I've often said it'd be wonderful to have 12 test tube babies and raise them as little Christ children, 6 boys and 6 girls. What a glorious experience that would be. But who would there be who would work with me to train them? Am I ready to train them? Do I have the capacity to realize that it is the child that I'm teaching to be itself? That it's the child that I'm teaching to have values, and the values the child will have are my values. It is the values of my life, of my world. And just what are my values? Have I ever really investigated my values to see what they are? Have I ever really looked into who I am and what sort of thought system I have? Am I a product of my community that I grew up in? Am I a product of my church? Am I a product of my schools? Am I a product of these things? In a way, yes. But in a broader way, I am a product of what I have listened within to hear, what I have believed in myself, and what I have realized is the world. What is it that I think is most important? That's what my child thinks. What do I feel is the best way to educate myself, to reveal the wisdom that's within me? Do I teach that to my child? Do I teach my child to listen within for the answer to anything that it may want? Could I teach the 12 test tube children how to be their Christ consciousness, how to be their divine self? How to be all that they can be? If I'm going to teach it, I have to be it myself. Because a teacher that is not expressing the genius that the teacher is teaching is truly not a teacher. And of course, perhaps we're not really teachers. We're beings who help, not help, we're beings who work with others to reveal that which is already within them. And we don't reveal them by giving the answer. We never give the answer of what is within them. What we do is we tell them what they should look for. We tell them how to study within and how to find within all of the beautiful things that they are. These are the things that are most important. These are the things that are most sincere and significant in any of our thought. What is it that we think? What is it that we believe? What is it that we want to know? Yes, it is very interesting when we think of the people who are great teachers or great chairs. They do not tell us what to do or how to do it. They do not direct. They suggest. They give little hints or clues which we are expected to act on our own initiative, and in our own way. The great teachers do not give us instruction. They give us intuition. What sort of a parent am I? What sort of a parent are you? Are you a parent who gives intuition to your children? Are you a parent who shows the path to the inner way? If you are, you're a divine being. If I am, I'm a divine being. I often think in raising my son, Mark, who now is 51 years old, did I really give my best? Did I share with him all that I am? Did I share with him everything that I thought were important in my values? And I thought, not really. because I spent a lot of that time working on newspapers and telling the world about my philosophy. And I didn't spend as much time at home sharing with my son my philosophy. If I had done that, what a glorious experience it would be for him. But he turned out all right. He went on to listen within and to follow the intuitive self that he is. A child learns from what comes from my lips first. And at all times, I seek to be my highest and best. We can be sure then that our children will be on the road to being their highest and best, because at all times they have to make the last decision to be their highest and best. A child learns from what comes from my lips first. What comes from my lips? That is the evidence in the child. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.